Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Opposite ends of the political spectrum, both the DA and COSATU have come out against the proposed new National State Enterprises Bill. Business Day reports that the bill outlines government's plans to establish a single holding company for state-owned enterprises. It's a model based on Malaysia's Temasek Holdings, but both the DA and COSATU argue that placing SOEs under a single company could become cumbersome given the vast number of such entities, to say nothing of their very different natures. The draft legislation was released last Friday, and you have until February the 14th to comment. If it were to come into law, the holding company would fall in the presidency under Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation Minister Maropina Ramakgopa. The Department of Public Enterprises would be disbanded if it hasn't already been closed down. And on the subject of ministers in the presidency, News 24 reports the Hawks have finalised their investigation into fraud and corruption linked to Kumbudzo and Chaveni, currently responsible for state security. The docket has been handed over to the Director of Public Prosecutions for a decision. The investigation relates to a 2009 municipal tender irregularly awarded when Chaveni was municipal manager at the Ba Palaboa municipality. I said yesterday morning that markets were closed in America for the inauguration. Not so. They were closed for Martin Luther King Day, which is a national holiday. And if you're interested, only federal employees in the Washington, D.C. area get a holiday on Inauguration Day. So now you'll know for next time. But now Trump 2.0 is upon us. How did those markets react? Well, the JSE is sitting firmly on its fingers after a couple of good days last week. The all-share ending just above flat, the top 40 up just over a tenth of a percent. London's FTSE up just 0.2%. One important point, the dollar has softened on a rumour that Trump might hold back on tariffs, at least for a while. The dollar back down to 104 against the euro. That gives us a rand at 1861 to the dollar, 1933 to the euro, 2287 to sterling. Tokyo this morning just above flat, Hong Kong up 1.2%, Sydney up 0.7%. Gold this morning at $2,723, platinum $948, Brent crude oil just over $80 a barrel. And finally, Bitcoin went to record highs ahead of the inauguration. Bitcoin hit just over $109,000, or more than 2 million rand per coin. We also have the launch of separate Trump and Melania meme coins. Interesting to note that the Melania was trading somewhat above her husband's. But whoever said you weren't supposed to profit from public office?
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.